The material provided today is for informational purposes only. It should not be considered legal or financial advice. Consult with a financial professional for your own needs. Johnny, Sestina & Company disclaims any and all liability for the interpretation and use of the content provided today.
I need help getting out of my student loan debt.
I'm so worried. How am I going to afford taking care of my parents?
When's a good time to get into the market?
I'm really not sure when I should start taking my Social Security.
I wonder if I have enough insurance.
I wonder when I can retire.
It's time to talk about your money. Managing to be wealthy. Our team of fee-only financial planners is ready to help you to create better financial habits. Envision your long-term goals and understand money management better than ever. Our resident hosts of Johnny, Sestina & Company are on deck to show you the way.
Good evening. Welcome to Managing to Be Wealthy. I'm John Sestina. With me tonight, Tyler Cook, Tony Payne, both certified financial planners, and Spencer Hagar, Our local intelligent learner guy, right?
I like that description.
Learned, yes, yeah. Learned a new learned guy. Individual.
Absolutely.
I believe that's what we used in the old days.
He's doing quite well. We're proud of Spencer. Well, you guys set me up this time on this show. So you dear listeners, we're going to walk you through probably the most expensive quarter of the year. And you know what I mean. We're going to go through some stages of spending. That's what it is, buying gifts for people who don't care, and you still waste money on them.
It's probably true, Johnson. That's probably true.
A lot of people, you ever see them running around and chasing and trying to find whatever they're going to do?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was trying to put lights up on my house one time, and I smashed my finger, so I stopped doing that. Listeners don't know all the jokes about my finger, so right. We'll skip that. But nonetheless, we're going to walk you through the various holidays. And we're going to talk about the expending that goes on. And then at the end, we're going to wrap up by giving you some hints as to how you could prepare for this spending so you don't bankrupt yourself in the short term. So walking through that, Mr. Tony, what's the first holiday we have to prepare for, and what's going on there with expenses?
We're coming up on it very soon, a spooky season, Halloween. And by Halloween, we know, and this is just from the top down, $9 billion in total spending, according to the National Retail Foundation. So $9 billion spread out across candy, pet costumes, costumes. Of course.
Have we gotten that ridiculous now? We're doing pet costumes?
Oh, that's a big part of spending this year, John.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, that's the growing area, isn't it?
Exactly. There are billions of dollars in pet costumes out this year.
Okay, so we're going to have to invent some, I guess.
What do you think the number one pet costume is?
Ooh, that's a great question here. Spencer, I'll leave that to you.
My best guess is maybe a hot dog or something like that.
Yeah, could be. That's number two. You're close.
Yeah.
Number one's pumpkins.
Pumpkins. So a dog looks like a pumpkin.
Yes. That's the idea, John.
Well, yeah. We take the poor animal and we abuse it by making it look like a pumpkin. Okay, great.
Well, if you look at the trends on the spending, though, going back to 2005, if you did, drew a trend line, it's upward sloping, meaning it's grown every year. There's a couple setbacks, 2009, no surprise there, and a little bit in the 2013-2014 range. But perspective-wise, it was $3 billion total spending in 2005. Now we're at $9 billion. So we've tripled in about 10, 15 years. So got to plan for this stuff, though, because it's easy. I mean, I was at the store the other day, and you look and you think, oh, my gosh, there's already Christmas stuff out, and we haven't even got to Halloween. So it is the most expensive quarter, I think, by far, from a personal budgeting standpoint. And keeping track of that's going to be key, so we'll give you some tips on how to do that.
And what costume is your little darling going to wear?
So she's into Harry Potter now, so I can't for the life of me remember the name.
Oh, I see.
But it's one of the characters. Yeah, okay. She wants me to be Harry Potter, so I'll be getting the glasses and the lightning bolt on the forehead and all that stuff. So it while she still wants me to,
Spencer,
right?
Spencer, are you dressing up for Halloween?
I'm not sure quite yet. I may try and do like a Men in Black deal, but don't think I'll be trick-or-treating too much this year.
Oh, I see. On the college campus, there's probably a lot of parties going on that you want to dress up for, right?
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that, John.
You're a hard worker. We like that. Well, believe it or not, the number one costume for children is the princess.
I could easily believe that.
Yep. So all the little girls want to be princesses.
I was going through that list and checked off about 7 out of the top 10 there as far as what my daughter's been. She's 9 years old, so she's
done most of them?
She has.
Well, the one I like are the adults. What's the number one costume for the adults?
The witch. Yep. When there's different versions of that, right? Could be.
There's all different kinds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good witches, bad witches, right. White witches, black witches, and all that stuff. Yes.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a difference, but I did meet a lady once who told me she was a white witch.
Interesting.
Which was meant she was a good witch, so not to worry about her. So that was good news, since we knew her quite well. So those are various costumes, yes.
And, that's costumes are a big piece of the spending, but another big piece is the candy, right? And I think that's probably when most people talk about what they plan to buy for Halloween, even if you don't dress up. It's, I'm going to get some candy for the kids that are coming by, you know, to have to pass out.
Yeah, that happened for me about 2 weeks ago, and that bag's gone now. So I need to go back and replace that bag here soon. But that's, again, these are spending things. We're talking about Halloween, and like John said, this is the beginning of the most expensive quarter.
Right.
I'm shelling out for pet costumes, candy, decorations. Is this over now? Is this the end of the season?
Oh, no, no, not at all. We're just whetting your appetite, Tony.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
So you have to get ready. You fill up that little pumpkin that's full of candy and whatever else for the kids and adults who come by, and then you get ready for the next big holiday. And what's that one we're going to work on?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. All right. Well, what about Thanksgiving? How can that be an expensive holiday?
This is the average, so it depends, first of all, of course, like anything, but the average spending for the average American, $165 Thanksgiving Day.
That's kind of small, don't you think?
That's what I thought when I first looked at that stat, yeah.
It is small, especially when you think that many people, or some people, I guess, would be flying to other places, and I can't imagine, this must be per person, because I can't imagine getting an airline ticket for less than $167. Round trip. So that kind of surprised me as being a small number. But most people are driving to grandma's house, and so they're buying gasoline at whatever rate that is, and that's part of their $167. But Thanksgiving is if I had to kind of like a holiday, I could like Thanksgiving because it has the right message out there. We should be very grateful for who we are, where we are, the country we have, the freedoms we have, et cetera, et cetera. So I could see that one, you might eventually convince me to do that, but
not to mention the food, right? The spread's pretty good.
The spread's pretty good, and Bobby makes great food. So as you can imagine, look at me, you can tell. So,
I won't laugh too hard. There,
I know.
Sorry.
Go ahead. You can laugh because I just mentioned it. I gained 5 pounds. So travel is by far the biggest expense of that, and the food, as you said, that's what people are spending a lot of money on is the food.
Right.
A lot of it, fortunately, I think. Families still do a lot of homemade stuff, and that might be part of the joy of the holiday. I can remember our daughter going to grandma's house, and we would do that every year, and she would stand on a stool and watch grandma make whatever so that she could learn it. So they were passing this down generation to generation, and so she could make good food. So that's kind of the family part of it, which is kind of nice, but people are spending a lot of money. We have estimated that 2.8 million people are going to fly in the airlines.
Right. So that kind of goes to your point about the cost.
Yeah.
You know, that's eating into most of that cost. And when you do the averages, of course, it spreads out accordingly. But you mentioned the comment about families and old recipes and whatnot. We do that in our family and bring, somebody makes a certain recipe from a different generation. But I'm in charge of the wine.
Oh,
so I bring
okay.
the wine. That's my role.
When am I invited over?
You bring it to or you drink it?
Well,
okay, I'm sorry.
Both,
back
right?
Back to
yes.
the point here.
But I think, that's going back to the personal finance aspect to all this stuff. Again, I feel like a lot of people are pressured and feel like they've got to do everything for their family. And,
right.
and again, that's when the bills start adding up. Tick, tick, tick. It's just before you know it, you're at Thanksgiving, which is also what we'll get into this next segment here, is when all the sales start, right?
Yep.
All the sales, all the deals, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, which Black Friday is now, Thursday afternoon?
probably tomorrow.
Our stores open Thanksgiving
it's probably
Day.
Today. Right. We just don't know about it.
Right.
But,
we start, next week with Halloween, and then you go right in, and it just seems like you can lose track of where you're at very quickly.
You can, and people are building up their credit cards by buying things because they haven't planned for it. We're going to give them some tips as we get through some of these segments. Well, it's time for us to take another break. You're listening to Managing to Be Wealthy on 610 WTVN.
You're listening to Managing to Be Wealthy with fee-only financial planners of Johnny, Sestina & Company, expert advisors as seen in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Planning Magazine, Kiplinger's Personal Finance, and U.S. News & World Report. If you're looking for the latest stock tip or how to time the market, you've come to the wrong place. If you want help navigating all the moving pieces of what makes a financial plan successful, tune in and take notes.
Welcome back to Managing to Be Wealthy. I'm John Sestina, and with me tonight, Tony Payne, Tyler Cook, both certified financial planners, and we have our friend Spencer Hagar with us, who is just doing a great job. So, guys, we're talking about probably the most expensive part of your year. And what we're going to do is walk through some of those costs and ideas and thoughts. And then we're going to offer you some possible solutions to where you don't go bankrupt and you can pre-fund or take care of these issues without too much financial stress. So we were talking a little bit about Thanksgiving before. Is there any other little pieces there, Tyler, you wanted to finish out with?
I just, what, Tony, what was it, 4.8 billion turkeys or something crazy like that?
About 250 million turkeys raised.
Yeah, a little off.
$4.85 billion worth of turkeys. So, yes, in total, our turkey farmers are very happy on Thanksgiving. That's when most of them are sold, obviously. So that's a big deal here, too. So when we think about the economy and even locally with these farms, it affects things. So things like that and trends, as trends shift, when we think about our own personal economies, that stuff matters. If you're on the other end of the table, perhaps, or the other end of the equation, putting the produce out there, the commodities, keep that in mind as well.
Exactly right. So, but the key is that while you're sitting there digesting that pumpkin pie or whatever you've just had, then all of a sudden the notices come out for
Black Friday.
Black Friday. So Thursday you're gorging and Friday you're spending. So that's the big deal. That's the big sale day of the universe.
Yeah, it's honestly unreal how quick the turnaround is these days. I mean, working retail 4 years, I just slowly watched the times that some of these stores open on Thanksgiving Day just slowly roll back. First year it was 11, then it was 8. Now it seems to be sticking at 6 p.m., but you essentially have no turnaround time from Thanksgiving to Black Friday.
Well, I think they opened, let's see, it was July 4th, 1918 for this year. So, that's so you can be ready for that. But Black Friday is a big deal as far as spending goes. So many of the retailers, they base their whole year and their profitability on that day. So I can remember people telling me that they would get up in the middle of the night basically to go to some of these larger stores or opening up at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning or whatever the case may be, because they wanted to be first in line. And the fact is that despite all the craze with Amazon and all that electronic shopping we're hearing about, there is still a great need on the part of shoppers, for some shoppers, to have a retail place where they can go see it, touch it, and do that. So there's probably no real danger of those things going away.
Right. What we found in researching this was a lot of the opinions and articles show the best deals are before Black Friday. So if you're out there and you know what you may want and you're shopping around, again, we've all got our own personal economies. So as you can shop, piece things out, plan ahead for your holiday spending, that's what helps you avoid, well, my car blew up, the deck blew up, whatever it may be, because all of that can still happen. We're perhaps one storm away from some of that for some of us out there. So the idea is all this holiday stuff's hitting us, so we still have to be ready for life happening.
Exactly right. And the trends, Tyler, how about the trends of this?
It's ticked upward quite a bit since 2002 in terms of overall spending and the amount per shopper. Of course, again, with 2008, 2009, that was a little bit of a setback, right, of a spending. It actually was negative during that time frame. But last year, 2017, spending increased about 4%, and the total spent during this time was $682 billion.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Incredible. And per shopper, that's $967 per shopper, so just under $1,000 per shopper. So these are important, obviously, with company. I mean, the whole concept of Black Friday was, you know, that's when they got out of the red, right?
Right.
You're into the black
that's
in the books, and now you're profitable. So these trends are interesting, and obviously the internet has had a huge impact from 2002 till now. But there's a lot to be said, John, about what you said. I read an article last week about retailers are seeing a desire from their customers to have more brick-and-mortar type shops so they can actually try the stuff on.
Right.
You know, it's great getting the deals coming in, the delivered by Amazon every week, but if it's the wrong size and you got to return it, pay the shipping, and it can be a hassle. I know that pretty well because my wife does that quite a bit. So it's there is something to be said about trying it on.
Well, and that's true. There is just touching it sometimes.
Right, exactly.
You just want to see it.
Yep.
And like especially there are a lot of people, despite the electronics, who still prefer books, real books, the hardbound, you know, the leaves and so forth. And they want to touch it, feel it, change, walk through the pages and so forth. We hope that one of their gifts this year would be which special book, Tyler, that you're a part of.
Which book?
Oh,
I got stuck on witch. We were talking about witches earlier.
No.
But you meant witch book.
Yeah, witch book.
Planning a successful future.
Yes, there you go. Planning a successful future, and you're in there, and you wrote a chapter on what?
Yeah, how to find and work with a financial planner.
There you go. That's a good chapter for people. That'd be a good gift to give around the holidays.
Great idea.
So that people can learn some stuff, but that would be a book to be concerned about. But you're right about clothes. Now we're finding, though, with the improvement in electronics, we see that the camera functions on iPhones, for example, are coming to the place where you can take a self-portrait, so to speak, and it'll measure you. I mean, you can
buy
a shirt. I've seen those advertisements where a guy can buy a shirt and he just takes pictures of himself somehow, and then the shirt comes back and it's perfectly tailored.
Right. I saw an ad the other day. It's funny to me. It goes, the future, custom fit clothing. And I'm thinking, you mean tailoring? The past?
Right.
Exactly that. But
reverting
now
back,
with,
yes.
Yeah, with 3D printing, it's even possible with shoes. Something like that, where you have your own imprint, your own everything about how you walk. And Adidas is doing it, some other companies. But the idea is now that technology has enabled us to customize so much, retail's changed. You can't just put 100 of the same things out in a size L and expect that to sell. People want things specifically for them. And again, that's part of the shift. And when we talk about the holiday spending, I think you said it, Tyler, but $682 billion last year. That number's expected to be bigger this year. That's about $960 a piece per shopper. That's a lot of money. And John, you said it. There are businesses that base their entire economies on this time of year. So this is exciting, really. The fact that it is up and we see the trend over the last 10 years, it's been going the right direction.
Well, and this is a big part of our economy. I mean, the consumer is responsible for most of the economy.
Right.
And so let's see. We started out with Thanksgiving spending. How much did we say? Do you remember that number?
$165.
Okay, and we spent $165. Then in Thanksgiving, we spent another
$967.
Another $967. So over $1,000 so far.
Right.
And now we're into Black Friday, and we spend how much now? Another $1,000. So we're up to $2,100 or something of that nature. So we're the cash register is chinging big time as people are spending money. So this is when the credit cards start creaking a little bit because of overuse. So we want to be aware of that sort of thing. So
I like the way you said that, John, creaking. Yeah, they're getting a little heavy. They're getting a little overbalanced, that sort of thing. Creaky. That's a nice way to say it.
The weight of them on the wood, you know, your wood floors begin to creak a little bit. So that's a big deal. So even with all this online shopping, recognize there's still retail. And a lot of the online shopping is doing well by having online shopping, but then they also have a store. You know, the Best Buys, I guess, and Targets, and some of these guys where they have an outlet. And I heard a rumor where even Amazon is thinking of putting together some kind of retail outlet for some of the properties. So who knows what this is going to be, but we do know it's a big part of the shopping, and it's a big part of the economy. And by far, what we're talking about tonight, it's a big part of your annual budget.
Right.
And we're going to hit on that, so hopefully you won't be in great danger.
I think just like you said, John, you were kind of doing the quick math on where you're at. That's what you have to do personally is figure out and take an inventory, so to say, of where you're at spending-wise. And before you get there, try and set a target. You know, we always say budgets don't really work.
Right.
Right. Because what happens is you set 500, you spend 700. But you need to at least think through it and prioritize things as you're going to these stores because it's easy. It's, you know, you see one deal and you're like, that's a great deal. I got to go for it. But if that's going to change your budget and where you're at spending wise, you need to rethink.
You got to rethink it. Well, we're coming up against another break. So this is John Sestina. You're listening to Managing to Be Wealthy on 610 WTVN.
News Radio 610 WTVN.
Columbus's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good evening. Welcome back to Managing to Be Wealthy. I'm John Sestina. With me tonight, Tyler Cook, Tony Payne, Certified Financial Planners, and Spencer Hagar. Well, guys, we're putting out a layer of cost here. We're going through the holidays, giving people some mind before it's too late. And Tyler, you had something you wanted to talk about where people could prepare for this. And what is that?
All right. It's our next financial planning workshop, and this one's going to focus on retirement readiness. So focusing on what you need to do to get ready to retire. And it's a two-part workshop. It's going to be held. The first one will be Tuesday, November 6th, and Tuesday, November 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. To learn more, go to managingtobewealthy.com/events. Again, that's managingtobewealthy.com/events. And the idea of these workshops is to give, you know, real takeaways and things you can actually implement in your life today, and teach general concepts about what fee-only financial planning is. And then obviously this one's focused on retirement, but we've done other topics throughout the year as well. So again, go to managingtobewealthy.com/events.
And these are hands-on. I mean, there's no cost for this. It's complimentary. So these are hands-on seminars, and we've had good luck with those. People like them, and we'll supply them with some materials
absolutely
that may be useful to them in the further their planning. Well, speaking of planning, we're talking about planning for all these holidays. We've gotten through Halloween, and we've gotten through Thanksgiving, and now we're into Christmas.
One thing to think of is just thinking about my family. There's birthdays scattered in between all that too in my family.
Well, okay.
So spending wise,
you,
right?
Tyler, right? Geez.
Not my birthday.
You want everyone to put your birthdays on their budget?
I'm just saying you got to think about that family dynamic too. I mean, you could really get clobbered in the fourth quarter.
Well, there's anniversaries as well. Don't forget that.
Yeah, there's other holidays
and other little religious events where you have to buy gifts for people. Well, see, now what you started, Tyler?
He did start it. He reminds me of my mom, my brother. They're all in there. They're right around the holidays. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, no one in my family has birthdays in that period. I trained them. We're all in first quarter.
You changed their birth certificate.
We're all in the first quarter.
Excellent work.
Right.
So what's happening here then with all this holiday spending, guys?
It's adding up to a lot of debt for a lot of people.
We're over $2,000 now for the various holidays we've covered. Now we're going to go through Christmas. Did you buy all your gifts at the Black Friday? Is that when you did it so we don't have to add any more money?
That's part of this discussion overall. You might have.
Yes.
But when we come out of holiday season, this was the number out of Christmas. All of those gift purchases, typically the average American's $1,000 in debt, give or take some. That's last year. And that's as we go forward and think about this year, hopefully we're able to plan ahead so that we're not racking up debt that carries forward. But $1,000 each holiday season, you asked, John, does that translate with Black Friday? That was about the exact amount of the Black Friday spending on average. So it does seem like people have their spending, they have their budgets, things are planned, and things come up. And in this case, it's a very regular event, something we can plan for. Set your watch. Black Friday's coming. So if you know all these other weeks of the year to perhaps squirrel aside if you need to or plan ahead on the credit card, then that's what enables you to be able to come out of the season without having the mountain of debt that, depending on the family, some mountains are bigger than others.
And let me remind you, you said that was $1,000 of debt. That wasn't $1,000 of spending.
Oh, exactly right, John.
Yeah, so the spending could have been much more than that. We don't really know at this point, but that's be aware of that.
And that's a key piece. You know, and to be clear, using credit cards the right way is a good thing, right? If you're paying them off every month, you're getting rewards points, fantastic. But again, this time of year, it's easy to let that spillage, right, or excess spending rack up and you're making minimum payments. And then, you know, the credit card company loves you.
Right.
Right, because your interest is just accruing. But if you can be disciplined with it, that's key. So take advantage of offers. But again, you got to go back to where you're at from a spending standpoint, from a cash flow standpoint. And John, I remember something you told me when I was 14 years old when I interviewed you. I shadowed you for a day. And it was spend less than you earn.
Yes.
Very basic, very simple, but it hits home. Spend less than you earn. And the problem is now with credit cards, the third largest debt in the country now. It was the second. Student loans have passed that. That's a whole other topic. But people aren't doing that. They're letting the balances carry over and they've got to have it now. And it's that they've lost the idea of delayed gratification.
Well, we see that according to the statistics, that 29% of the people take over 5 months to pay down that credit that they incurred on their card. So now, well, let's see if we're taking another 5 months. Where are we? We're back in, we're into April, May.
Right.
And then you're going to come up against the season again. So you don't want to put yourself in that box.
No, right? John, and seeing it, it's a vicious cycle. But you just said it. The dates match up again. Refund time for most individuals if you're getting a tax refund. Again, your own money back, not free money. But typically, if you're getting your own money back, that's the time that what do you do with it? Pay off the debt. A few months later, you may be going back into it. What we're trying to preach here in some way is plan ahead. You know it, my favorite sheet there. Know your cash flow. However, it's not a budget, like you said, Tyler. It's know your money. Know what you're spending. And when you look at that over the years, typically it's going to be recurring. It may shift a little bit in category, but the amount typically stays the same or grows a little bit. So if you know what you're spending on the holidays, plan ahead and don't incur all these debts and fees and all this bad stuff.
Well, and what some people slip into, well, I can make the minimum payment. When you see commercials on TV today for automobiles or whatever, notice they never talk about the price. All they talk about are the payments.
I'm weird, John. I pause it and then go close to the TV and
read
the
fine print. You read that small print? Yeah. Okay, good. Well,
it'll be the Albanian model, too. It'll be the one they sell here.
Right, right.
Well, with the credit cards, when people resort to paying only the minimum payment, let's say $25 a month, it's going to take them till 2023 to pay that sucker off, and they're going to spend another $500 in interest. So now we're up to $1,500 because of the credit card debt we're starting. And can you see, if you're listening, can you see how this accumulates and begins to put financial pressure on your life? If we can keep you out of debt, we can keep you planning ahead, looking for the target and preparing for it, then that's part of the way you get peace of mind.
Well, and great point, and I think the emotions creep in both on the purchase side when you're making these bad decisions. It's the emotions driving that decision. And then what you're doing is creating that emotional stress on the back end of being financially strapped and not being able to make the payments.
Exactly right. And the last thing you want in your life, that we have enough stress in all other aspects. So don't put stress on yourself by making, well, poor financial decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's true, as I told you and continue to say, spend less than you earn. You know, if you're going to buy something, anything, maybe you should have a Christmas budget. Wouldn't that be? Remember the old, you guys aren't old enough to remember this, but there used to be something called Christmas Club. And what you would do is you go to the bank, you'd open up a special account, and it was a Christmas savings account, and you put X number of dollars in there, and then you would have, say, $500 at the end of time, and you could use that money to spend for Christmas or whatever you're spending it for.
Right. One thing, though, similar that they brought back, a lot of stores have brought back, is layaway.
Yeah.
The idea of putting something down in the store, using their ability to say, well, if you don't pay it, we'll just take it back and still sell it brand new. But you're not utilizing a credit card. So you may be able to spread that over a couple pay periods without interest. So if you are being disciplined and that's the great deal and that's the time to get it, you may be able to even leverage that. It seems so basic, but as you've always taught us, John, when you can save it and save it for your retirement, let it accumulate and grow over years and years, that couple bucks you saved is a big deal.
You want to pay cash for everything, basically, whatever you're going to buy. By the way, there, Tony, to that point you made about installment payments, basically, there's a new program out there that people need to be aware of. And you can go on now and you'll see the website's advertising. You click on it and you don't pay anything right away and you get the product. So the difference between layaway and what this is, you had to wait to get your product. Now you don't have to wait to get your product. And so you can buy it on these quote-unquote layaway terms. So it's basically a loan that they're making for you. And the penalties and interest on this can be really overwhelming. So be aware of that kind of thing. Well, it looks like we're coming up on another break, guys. So we better start giving them some insights as to what they can do to succeed in planning for these holidays. So you're listening to Managing to Be Wealthy on 610 WTVN.
You're listening to Managing to Be Wealthy with fee-only financial planners of Johnny, Sestina & Company, expert advisors as seen in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Planning Magazine, Kiplinger's Personal Finance, and U.S. News & World Report. If you're looking for the latest stock tip or how to time the market, you've come to the wrong place. If you want help navigating all the moving pieces of what makes a financial plan successful, tune in and take notes.
Good evening. Welcome back to Managing to Be Wealthy. I'm John Sestina. With me tonight, Tony Payne, Tyler Cook, both certified financial planners, and Spencer Hagar. Well, guys, we're into the home stretch now. You know, we're going to go through some solutions. But remember, if you don't get these right away and you want to have a visit with one of our planners, you're welcome to a complimentary visit. Just call our office at 614-326-3077 and arrange an appointment. We'll ask you to complete a questionnaire in advance so it's a productive meeting. We're not just sitting there and talking to each other. So do that, and we'll see if we can offer you some solutions. So moving on, guys, let's talk about solutions now. What are folks going to do about this?
Well, first, we got through Christmas, right? So we got through that holiday, right. That season, right? Holiday season there. But then right away, a week later, New Year's Eve celebrations,
Year's
right into
Eve.
New Year's Day.
Oh my goodness! And your case of wine is going to be expensive.
It's not
Tyler.
Champagne. It's shifted to champagne at that point.
A quarter of all champagne sales in America that week, by the way.
Wow!
Just to say that out loud.
Holy
again,
cow.
Playing for that spending.
Right. So that's four, right? So it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
Black
and
Friday.
Black. Well, yeah. I guess keep
yeah,
going.
Don't forget Black
and then
Friday.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. So then that ties right into the people's time of life where they think, man, what am I going to fix for this next year?
You know what we skipped was the one, the electronic one, the electronic
Cyber
day.
Monday.
Cyber yeah. Monday. We forgot that one.
Right. Very true.
So here we are.
It's six or seven when you start adding those up. But yeah, so New Year's resolutions start to come out, and it's perfectly what we're going to talk about next, which is solutions, how to fix this, how to prepare, and not keep kind of spinning the wheel in terms of running on that wheel of that same debt mess that you may be in or have seen other people go through. So one of the first things is, John, it goes back to what I just said, spend less than you earn, but pay yourself first.
Exactly.
And I think
right.
the best way to do that is you talked about the other Christmas club accounts and whatnot. Same idea, just when you get paid every month, it goes into your checking account, automate your life. Say $50 a month, $100 a month to whatever the different account is, just get it done. It's never in your checking account to spend, and it's out of there. It's out of sight, out of mind, and you'll be surprised how quickly that works and how much you don't notice the money not being there.
When it comes out automatically and in dribs and drabs, you're right, you barely notice it. By the way, we know a lot of people in holiday time buy presents for themselves. So when you're making this budget, don't forget to put you in this thing.
Great point.
And add it to your automatic withdrawal things. So you might be able to save a lot of money there, certainly as we talked about all that interest, if you use your credit cards. Go ahead, Spence.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, moving on, I think another big part is just shopping smart, not necessarily waiting until all the huge Christmas sales come along, but maybe as you see the Christmas season wrapping up and all the clearance sales, try and capitalize on that, on things you know you're going to end up buying for the next season just to try and minimize the costs.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Bobby does that all year long. I mean, she's storing things. Well, you know, Bobby's the biggest gift giver in the world.
Yeah. Yep.
So she's storing gifts
all the
time.
You're right.
And she shops everywhere we go. So she's out somewhere and that would be nice for Christmas for, you know, not Tony.
Darn it, I blew it now.
That's exactly how it goes.
So shop smart, yes. Okay, because what else can they do?
You can use a coupon app. I mean, again, nowadays, as you're shopping around, you may say, well, darn it, clipping coupons, that's not me. It can be, please do. But if it's using an app and tracking things online, there's even things you can overlay on your computer, different apps. Again, do your research, but where you may be able to get points back just through shopping through a portal, something like that. Leverage your good credit cards or debit cards as you have them. Use them wisely. And if you do that, you can perhaps maximize some savings here. But these coupon apps are a neat thing because, again, you may see the same product. It's a commodity. It's butter. But if you're going to pay a dollar less somewhere, it may be worth it to make two trips and have two different spots to pick everything up from.
Yeah, the apps nowadays are great. I use that quite a bit on just grocery shopping. But if I'm at a retail store and I'm standing in the checkout line, I will just Google that retail store's name and coupons. And 75% of the time, you find something.
Right. And sometimes the apps, actually, you can read the little messy dots all over the little symbol, whatever it is. And you just take a picture of that and they'll tell you where you can find it elsewhere.
Right.
What the other prices are, so you know what you're doing. But there are coupons for everything, from your prescriptions, for example, where you can save money, as well as groceries, as we're talking about. You can use those to cheapen your gas or whatever is going on. So, find yourself some apps that can be beneficial to you.
And the idea here is you do these things throughout the year, so you're preparing yourself for that fourth quarter onslaught of holiday spending.
Exactly.
And so you've got that bucket. Maybe a little fuller than you expected.
Cash in some rewards points for some gift cards, something like that. Is that what we're suggesting?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And that brings us right in there. If we're perhaps being loyal and we're doing things the right way, we want to say, let's use these rewards programs. Typically, it is on airfare or hotels. That's a big expense during the holidays for a lot of people who are traveling. So if you can tie in and get rewards back, or like you said, Tyler, use it throughout the year so that you can leverage some of that now and take some of that cash flow burden off. That's the idea, is plan ahead, do this responsibly, and then you can say, well, I do have a little extra that I wasn't planning for. That's how I'll book the hotel.
Right, and use the proprietary credit card. So if you're flying on whatever airline and they have a card, you use that card and you build up a lot of points, and you can fly free to grandma's house and not spend that $200 we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. And again, this all goes with the discipline. If you're doing it the right way, you're tracking your expenses, you're not going over, you're not paying the high interest, that's all great.
Wait a minute, Tony. You used that dirty word.
Oh, what? Well,
you know, we're on public radio, and you used that dirty word, discipline.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. The D word.
Which is fundamental to a good, sound financial plan. If you're going to manage to be wealthy, manage implies some discipline. And we're kind of like personal trainers to people where we keep them on track. You know, when I go to my trainer and he hurts me badly, I have to remind myself he's doing it for my own good, right?
Right, absolutely.
So you have to have that discipline. If you don't have someone to help you, then you have to have the discipline.
Right. And on that same note, jumping ahead a little bit, the idea of discipline and sacrifice maybe, these were suggestions I thought were fairly basic, but so easy that if I just did them or tied them in, they're great.
Wait a Tony, you keep using these words. Sacrifice?
Oh, gee. All right.
I mean,
you're right.
People are supposed to sacrifice?
A couple degrees on the thermostat if you're out, you're traveling, especially if you're traveling. I'm going to go there. If you're on the road, who cares? Maybe you have pets. That might be something. But outside of that, take that thermostat up. Don't worry about that expense. Use that on something else. It's simple to just walk out the door, forget about it. If you're gone that full week and then the bill comes, when all the credit card bills come, you may appreciate saving that $20, $30 or whatever it is, depending on your house size. That can matter. Something like that. And even the cell phone. And we all carry them. But yeah. Is it something you're really using, or is there some way that you may be able to leverage that for the better? It's a regular bill. So if you can fix that, you're saving money regularly.
Exactly. So that means you have to go out. Tyler, you're going to go today and buy your new $1,500 iPhone?
I'm not.
Good for you.
Yeah. But the other things throughout the year that you can do is just, it sounds so basic, but we all overlook it. It's just, you know, pack your lunch a couple of days a week. That could save $20 a week. Do the math. That's $1,000 at the end of the year. And that's at least one of the holidays we talked about. You can get through that spending without racking up the debt. So I think scenarios too, where somebody is maybe in a situation where they have racked up debt on multiple credit cards with different interest rates, you got to look at different strategies of how to pay that down. And one of those is using kind of the avalanche method, where you look at the highest interest rate, start paying that balance down first. The other side of the coin is maybe look at the lowest balance and pay that one off first. And there's something psychological about just eliminating one more thing on your list. It's that natural euphoria of kind of checking the box. So,
and another place to cut big time is cable.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are doing that.
You need all those 5,000 different channels that are on there or not,
right?
Especially with all the streaming that's available
today. Or even have people over, have your own party there at home. Again, something basic, but do it. It can save you and still have the great time with people you love.
Make sure your liability insurance is right.
Ah, darn it. It's a personal affair.
Well, those are some of the tips we can offer folks. We hope they have begun to set your mind ready for the holidays. We don't want you to be behind the eight ball after the holidays is over and be moaning about, oh, golly, look how much money I spent come January. So we thank you for listening to Managing to Be Wealthy. I'm John Sestina. This is 610 WTVN.